4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It is hot. Now, the official temperature right now, gazing out my official weather window here at my official thermometer, it is 100 degrees. And that's with no heat index. That's just the index. It's hot. And it is dangerously hot. Just keep that in mind. That's all that I do want to remind you of. It is hot, and you've got to take some precautions. You know, if you don't need to be outside, by all means, don't be outside. Take a look around. Is there somebody that was forgotten, right? You've got neighbors. You've got older people, you've got younger people, you've got pets. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that you need to be aware of. And so I'm just asking you, if you don't mind, please keep that in mind. All right. And it's going to be with us. It's not like we're just going to deal with it today and then everything will be fine and not to worry about it. It is with us through the week. And then when you do add in the heat index, just for the record, it's about 110 degrees. That's what it feels like. Carl Carlson's going to join us just about a half hour from now, 4:35. He joins us every Monday afternoon. A lot of people taking a look at the markets, taking a look at oil prices. And I've heard conflicting experts. I always love conflicting experts because you do have to sit back and say, well, I'm pretty sure one of you is wrong. And I don't know if that makes you an expert for next time, but is what it is. I have listened to a number of people who have said, well, here's what's going to happen. Here is what's going to happen. Oil prices are going to shoot right through the roof. Straits of Hormuz are going to be closed, and then it's going to go even higher. Okay. I'm taking a look at what is going on right now. Do you know what is going on right now? Oil prices have fallen. Today was actually a pretty good day to go and fill up with gas. I know, I did. Price was lower today than it was last week. Remember where oil from Iran goes. It is primarily China. 90% of the oil produced in Iran is sold to China at a very discounted rate because Iran is not able to sell oil on the open markets. They're not allowed to. So the only option they have is this sort of unofficial backhand deal with China. Oh, we'll buy it from you. I mean, what else are you going to do with it? You're going to sip it all day in the hot sun? I don't think so. You don't have the capacity to refine it, so we'll buy it from you. But we're not giving you full price. So 90% of it goes to China. Iran then has a challenge to turn that into hard currency as well. If they close the Straits of Hormuz, by the way, the so-called Iranian parliament apparently voted. How many people are left in the Iranian parliament? I'm thinking you could probably fit them into an old-fashioned phone booth at this point. And I don't think anybody's running to be the new member of the Iranian parliament. But they allegedly voted to close the Straits of Hormuz. Anybody hear about that? No. You know why? Because they haven't closed the Straits of Hormuz. And I should state for the record, if they did try and close the Straits of Hormuz, that would be the very worst decision that they made. Because I got a sneaking suspicion that the guy in the red hat in the White House would say, what's that? They closed them. They closed the Straits? Go open them up and get me a Diet Coke while you're doing that. Thanks. Right? I mean, it's not going to be a big debate or a question. Now, you've got the usual nitwits on the sidelines who just hate Trump. And it's becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. All of their motivations are because they hate Trump. It's a shame, but it is what it is. So you and I have to deal with this. We do. We have to deal with it in the real world. But at the moment, we are safer. We are safer today, thanks to President Trump. Much safer today, thanks to President Trump. Does anybody know how to fix a computer? You know, today was a day to have Craig Peterson on, I wish. My laptop, it can't find its boots. And that, well, that's I'm paraphrasing, but that apparently is the problem. It has like the blue screen of death that turns into a black screen of, well, I'm not feeling that well. That says can't find the boot up something or other. So I don't know how to get it fixed. It's got to get fixed. Because there's stuff on there that, of course, I haven't put anywhere else. Why? Because I'm a moron. Okay, that's all. Yeah, I mean, I got you. You don't have to beat me up over it. But yes, I'm an idiot, and I didn't do what I was supposed to do. But I still have to somehow, some way, get that information. You know, I got files, I got photos, all the good stuff is on that stupid laptop. And this will be the last laptop that I purchase that's not an Apple product. So Craig Peterson will be happy to hear that tomorrow. I'll be looking for a new laptop. For an Apple Mac or whatever they make, and I'll be shifting over there. But first, somehow, some way, I've got to get that stuff off of the old laptop. So if anybody is one of those computer gurus, I know there are people that actually know how to do this stuff and they fix this stuff, send me a note, would you please? I mean, you can text me, too, now that I think about it. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Or you could send me an email, jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. All right, let's take a look at some of the texts coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, 804, says, good afternoon. I am so disappointed with Trump. Everything is expensive, and we are going to war. Everything that Trump said he would avoid. Are we supposed to just keep supporting him, or should we hold him accountable? As the days pass, I wonder if I made the right decision to vote for Trump. Very disappointed, worried citizen. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts you didn't actually vote for President Trump. No, I'm serious. I'm willing to bet that you're just putting that out there because you think it's a nifty text, but that you really did not vote for Trump. But that's okay. Look, let's pretend that you did. Prices are not higher than they were. In fact, prices have come down. Inflation is down. Eggs. What about eggs? Eggs are now a fraction of what they cost before President Trump took office. So that has happened. Price of oil is down. What was the other thing he was upset about, allegedly? Everything's better. Oh, we're going to war. We're not going to war. This is not a war. It's fascinating as well to listen to the left go, oh, you know, he had to come to Congress. See, all of these military actions taken by Democrat presidents are just fine. They didn't get any permission from Congress. Do you know that Congress has not actually declared a war since World War II? World War II was the last war that Congress declared. Do you know how many military actions there have been since World War II? 180. In other words, you don't know what you're talking about. And from RVA says, Jeff, good afternoon. Stopping Iran by extension, their proxies is long overdue. The plans and diversions were so well thought out, and no hiding or obfuscation like the Dems did during Abbey Gate, among others. All right. That's right. Bill from Powhatan. Jeff, I think with what President Trump did was amazing. He just cleaned up prior administration's trash, and it's good for us to be on top again. I completely agree with you. Mr. Katz, as an American, I give full support to the president for his efforts to protect our country against foreign aggression and support his efforts to defend our allies in the Middle East against aggression by bully Islamic regimes. Iran has been the world's biggest bully for decades and has always been about killing innocent people, American citizens and Jews. If Israel and the U.S. didn't do this, we'd be in a much worse situation if they got a nuclear weapon. You're right. You're right. Let's see. We did that one. We did that one. Jeff, everybody losing their mind saying Iran is going to strike us back somehow in one of our cities. The first thing that stands out to me is that they have been trying to do that since September the 11th. They've not been all that successful. I didn't think then, nor do I think now, that they're just sitting there waiting for an opportunity to strike us. I literally do not think they have the ability to. Think about it. Yes, they sent missiles, but they told us ahead of time. They told Qatar ahead of time, and they sent them in the least populated area they could. I simply don't think that they can do a big thing. Okay, well, yeah. 804, it's funny to see Steve Bannon and Alex Jones agree with the far left against the bombing and saying now that Trump is controlled by Israel. All the kooks are uniting. Well, yeah. Okay. I don't even know what to say. I don't know. I didn't know that they were agreeing on that, but that is absolutely outrageous. All right, Carl Carlson joins us at 4:35. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 21. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I am reminded with all of the heat, because I had to do a little bit of driving today. We were recording a Blue Friday segment. Now, I'm not going to tell you exactly who it is with. You know, we don't normally announce that ahead of time. But doing some driving, and, you know, it's 100 degrees. You're going to be running your air conditioner. Even I, who railed against air conditioning for years, even at 100 degrees, I'm running the air. And if your car has not had its air conditioning looked at, can I suggest that you reach out? Honest to goodness, Stan and I were talking about it last week. Either Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service, they've got free AC performance tests that they will do for you. You can go online to the websites. They've got a special coupon that you can download to do that. But it's well worth doing. And a personal piece of advice, again, related to the heat. When you get in your car, most of us know that you're going to have the recirc button on, right? You want to take the air that's in the car and recirculate it once you get things rolling. But bear this in mind. When you get in your car, it's 10, 20, 25 degrees hotter in the car than it is outside. So even though it's 100 degrees outside, you're now talking about air inside that's 120 degrees. That's not the air you want to recirculate. So you start it. You can actually open the windows a little bit. You can turn the air on. Have it with the outside air coming in. That is actually going to be cooler than the air that you have in the car. And you want to give it a minute or two. Seriously, don't get right in the car. Give it a minute or two. Get that really, really hot air out there. Get your AC working properly. And again, I would suggest reach out to a Certified Auto Repair or Arts Automotive Service because they are providing free air conditioning performance tests that can let you know what's going on. A lot of times you got one of these little O-rings, little seal that can go bad. Might be that the Freon is low. That needs to be recharged. They're relatively easy fixes. You know, it's not going to be the end of the world. It's not like my laptop. Did I mention this? Have I cried enough about it? No, I didn't even mention the whole first hour. But my own personal laptop at the moment, well, it's dead. All I needed to do, I think, is to boot up one time. And I can get everything off of there and then throw it in the trash. Well, no, I wouldn't throw it in the trash. But I can get everything off of there. And if anybody knows how to do that, let me know. Seriously, send me a text. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. If you're in that business, there might be somebody that's in that business. What about the Tech for Troops guys? I help those guys out all the time. Guys, do you have like a magical wand over there that you can get my stuff, my files off the laptop and then give them to me so that I can then put them on a brand new computer that I will have to purchase because, well, I'm going to have to purchase it. And I don't really have any choice. Got a chance to catch up with Rich Herrera this afternoon. Don't get to see Rich all that much, but when I do, it's always great fun. And I'm hoping you're checking him out in the morning. It starts at 6 in the morning, Richmond's Morning News. He had Jason Meares, the Attorney General of our beloved Commonwealth, on this morning. We're actually going to listen to some of the audio from that in a little bit and all sorts of great sound related to Iran. It's all straight ahead, along with Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah, it is. I'm hearing good things out of the markets. Did you hear that? Hearing about the oil prices going down. I mean, all sorts of crazy stuff that needs to be addressed. This situation in Iran, we were told was certainly going to impact prices or factories or oil or all of this stuff is in the mix. And it impacts folks like you, folks like me. It could very well hit you in your 401k, what have you. But I want to get a sense of what is going on, how it's playing out. Every Monday, I'm thrilled to say that my financial planner, my financial advisor, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial, joins us. And this is Monday, and here is Carl. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend.
To be here.
Well,
a lot going on out there.
Yeah, one or two things, I guess. I just love you to dive into it. I mean, people were talking about how this would impact the market negatively, and oil prices were going to spike, and neither one of those things seems to be true right at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. So that was a lot of the original news that was coming out. Mm-hmm. Was market was going to drop a lot because of the attack on Iran, and then it's so interesting how these things bounce around like they do. So and then that was going to cause oil prices to go up, skyrocket. And actually, when I heard that, I was thinking, it might be a good opportunity for the U.S. to jump back in there with some oil and keep the prices down and benefit the United States. So that wasn't totally a bad thing in my mind. But then Iran attacks the U.S., and that ends up being a good thing.
Mm.
Okay, that was a little curveball, but yeah. I guess it was because they didn't attack us as bad as we thought maybe they would have. So that just kind of tells you, though, how silly the stock market can be from time to time.
Yeah.
And why you have to build yourself a little protection from that silliness so that you can understand that long term it's not going to impact your ability to retire or become financially free. It's just going to be waffling and wavering in these short-term periods when all of these kind of strange things are happening, and you don't necessarily have to go into shock, you know, when all of the media goes into shock about, oh my gosh, stock market's going to tank now with U.S. and Israel attacking Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that you've got a nice plan, and no matter what's happening in the market, it's not going to affect your financial future.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Makes it easier to take from a financial standpoint, at least.
It sure does. I want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. Carl Carlson is joining us. Carlson Financial. Carl happens to be my financial advisor, my financial planner, getting us to where we want to be. I mean, a great situation. So you talk about building the plan, and we've talked about that for years. You built one for us, you've tweaked it, you've changed this, you've done that. There are a lot of people, I think, as I just chat with them, I get the sense they say, well, you know, I'm going to do blank. And it always seems to be one thing. That's not good, right? You really do have to diversify your interest in this.
Yeah, to really be able to. There's three things you're trying to do, and you're trying to do them in unison. One is you're trying to have some sort of liquidity with your money in case you need it
right. Quickly. Yep.
So that's liquidity. Another one is you're trying to have some degree of safety so that when markets are crashing, you have some money that's not. And then the third one is you're trying to get your money to grow. And so you're trying to get all three of those to work together.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
Well, no. It would seem to me that sometimes, you know, one piece might almost conflict with another piece if you don't know what you're doing. At least that's my perception, because I don't really know what I'm doing. That's why I trust you.
Yeah, totally. So if you're seeing great growth in the stock market and you want to be all in there to get those nice rates of return, but then all of a sudden something happens, tariffs hit or something, and the market reacts in some weird way, whatever might be happening, then oh my gosh, I don't have any safety. Right. And then that's not when you want to go to try to get safety. That's why you got to plan all this stuff ahead. You don't want to sell growth things when they're down, when the stock market's down. Then you have to, it's best that you've already built the plan that's going to take you through whatever comes our way.
What about Social Security, Carl? Because this is another thing that I think many people are counting on. There was just a story the other day. It's going belly up, allegedly, a year before it was supposed to go belly up. And this so-called lockbox is just filled with a lot of promises written on the backs of semi-used cocktail napkins. And, the age keeps getting moved. It's like Lucy and Charlie Brown moving the football or moving the goalposts. You could, in theory, if I understand it correctly, you could retire at age 62, according to Social Security, right? I would get, when I hit 62, I could say, dear Social Security, give me my money. I'm not going to work anymore. That could work, right?
Yes, that could definitely work.
Okay. But,
depends on the case, you know, for some people, because it's a lot less money if you take it at 62, it's a lot more money if you take it at 70, and then anywhere in between, you know, it just goes up every year. But then that also can impact your spouse's Social Security, depending on when you or your spouse takes their Social Security.
Oh, I had no, well, obviously I had no idea. So you say it's less, well, all right, so I'm just, again, layman. So it's less at 62 because they figure, well, you're going to be collecting it longer. If we can hold you off till 67 or 68, then, you know, we'll give you a little bit more. Is it a sizable difference?
Yeah, it's. I'm just going to kind of throw a number out that I'm used to seeing. Maybe you might look at 20, probably double, maybe $2,200 at age 62, but $4,500 at age 70 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So that's a real difference. That's a real difference.
It's a real difference.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about depending on that? I mean, do you tell people, you can depend on that, or boy, we better build the rest of this financial house and hope that it's there as the lovely gutters we add at the end?
In general, I would say if someone is under the age of 50, you need to not rely too heavily on Social Security, and maybe half of what you're seeing, and at least maybe not age 62. Maybe you could start at 65. But there may be other things happening where they're testing, you know, your income. If you make $1 million a year, you're not going to get Social Security.
Right.
But that number may not be a million. It might be 100,000.
Yep.
You know, we don't know. So why. But for somebody that's 60, you know, you're probably not going to have a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more the folks who either haven't started Social Security or those that are, I would say, 55 and up. I don't think they'll be as impacted as the ones that are further on down the road. But what they're saying is they can't promise starting about 2033 or 34.
Yeah.
They shift that year around quite a bit, as you were saying. But they're saying they can't promise to pay everything that they have promised to pay. And that's because that's when the fund runs out. You know, there's the funny money is in, there's really not money there because they borrowed that money the government has, but they are trying to keep track of it on their books, and so they're saying now when people are paying into Social Security, the FICA that comes out of your check, that they just turn right around and send that out to the people that are receiving Social Security, and there's less money coming in every month than there is going out, and there's that surplus in that funny money account that they're drawing down, and it's that 2033-ish date that surplus money is going to be gone, and then they can only pay about 70 or 80% of what they've promised, unless they do something to fix it.
Well,
which they probably will.
Yeah, here's what I'm going to say, my friend, and I will make it clear. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is not saying this. Jeff Katz is saying it. Carl, as we speak, I am enjoying a brand new podcast series starring Sebastian Maniscalco all about Charles Ponzi. And all I can tell you is that if these involved little stamp coupons, all right, that's all I'm going to say. All right. But I said that, not Carl. Don't go looking at him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right, Carl, for those that would like to get some sage advice and actually protect their assets, grow their stuff, and I don't know, who knows, maybe they're going to retire at 62, 66, they really want to do it, they need to get in touch with you. What is the best way?
Give us a call, 844-CARLSON, or reach out to through our website, carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. Thank you, Carl. That is Carl Carlson. Carl is my financial advisor, my financial planner, and he's doing a great job for us. I'll tell you that. We are absolutely thinking, well, we'll hang out for a little bit, but don't do anything you don't like doing. You know what I mean? That's a good place. Financial independence, that's a really, really, really good place. I'm going to share with you the social media post, Truth Social, from President Trump. I'll share that with you in a moment. It is 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, I'm doing some housekeeping here, if you will. Old friend of mine reached out and said, Jeff, I've got some, I don't fully understand what the device is, but he has some sort of a reader. If you can get the hard drive out of the thing. Well, I can't call it a computer. Can I call it a laptop now if it's not laptopping? But he said, if he can get it out, then his magical reader can read it, which would be great. Now, the rest of the computer might just be garbage, but who knows? I don't know. Well, but that was nice to hear. Appreciate that, Alan. Appreciate it very much. Our computer guru at the Radio Factory said, if you can bring it in on Thursday, I think I can help you out. That'd be good. So I'm working on it, man. And if you've got suggestions, just let me know. Tomorrow, I should tell you, Congressman John McGuire is going to be here. He is my friend as well as my congressman. As you know that, he's a former Navy SEAL. If there's anybody that fully gets what it is that President Trump is doing in making the world a safer place, it's going to be Congressman McGuire. And Congressman John McGuire will join us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Tom Leonard and TJ Leonard are going to be dropping by. Really looking forward to chatting with them. Hey, we've got Independence Day coming up. And I know there are a lot of traditional menus. I just love throwing hot dogs on the grill. I do. And nobody else in my house seems to enjoy hot dogs anymore. I don't know what it is, but I've got great memories of eating hot dogs as a kid. There's just something about it. It's a comfort, I think. So I did want to get some other ideas. So my friends, Tom and TJ from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market over in Short Pump, they're going to be dropping by and get some ideas. You know, maybe you're going to do lobster. Maybe you're doing burgers. Maybe I don't know. But they're going to have some ideas. I'm looking forward to that. Here is the Truth Social post from President Trump. Just came out a few moments ago. Quote, Iran has officially responded to our obliteration of their nuclear facilities with a very weak response, which we expected and have very effectively countered. There have been 14 missiles fired. 13 were knocked down, and one was set free because it was headed in a non-threatening direction. I am pleased to report that no Americans were harmed and hardly any damage was done. Most importantly, they've gotten it all out of their system, and there will hopefully be no further hate. Hate is all in caps. I want to thank Iran for giving us early notice, which made it possible for no lives to be lost and nobody to be injured. Perhaps Iran can now proceed to peace and harmony in the region, and I will enthusiastically encourage Israel to do the same. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. I got to tell you something. There's just something about it that tickles my funny bone here when he's ending these Truth Social posts. talking about bombing Iran and the rest of this with this with the one line. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I am just laughing out. I love the guy. What can I tell you? I love the guy. Hey, you know Stan Andruski, don't you? My brother from another mother. You find him during the week at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. He's also Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., the host of In the Garage with Stan Andruski. For Stan, everything is bigger and better. You know, he's got 107 degrees on his 10,000 acres out in Hanover. Wow, his heat index is 182 degrees. See, everything with Stan is just bigger and better. By the way, all kidding aside, if you have got your car and you're thinking, I don't think my AC is working as it should, Certified and Arts are doing that that special. Stan talked about it last week on this show, talked about it on In the Garage. You can get your AC in there. There's no charge. That's my point on this. I'm telling you about it. You can get your car in there and get the AC performance check done either at Certified or at Arts. And that's for free, and they'll let you know what's going on. A lot of times, just a very little minor thing, not a huge expense. Maybe the Freon needs to be recharged. Maybe it's a seal of some sort. But if I were you, with 100-plus degree temperatures this whole week and heat indices up around 110, I'd get that done. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.